Give us your elevator pitch as to who you are and why you should be elected.
Okay, well, my background is diverse. Commissioner's duties are diverse. Commissioner, most people don't really know much about what they do, but they oversee everything that the county does, which includes the prison, children and youth, all the services that the county provides, and obviously the budget. And all of the grant money that flows to the county through the commissioner's office. My background has been 20 years of law practice. I ran my own practice for many years, both in Pennsylvania and Delaware. I am astute with contracts, contract negotiations, understanding legal language, obviously. I was mostly a trial lawyer. After that, I decided to make a switch. And so for years, I've educated in the public schools here, both Spring Cove, Altoona, and the Claysburg District. And so I'm very familiar with the needs of the students in this area and the teachers that teach them and their supporting staff of the schools. Since then, I've been a mental health and addictions counselor. The addictions field, to me, was something I really wanted to go into because of the need. In that area, as we know, it's affecting our county in terms of our criminal justice system, the terrible toll it's taken on our families. It's taken a toll on the employers, our emergency health services, our hospital services, our mental health. It's a very important issue. And I've seen on the front lines what is needed in both the mental health aspect of it and also drug and alcohol counseling, which I've been doing now for about 4 years, a job which I love, but it has given me a perspective of the impact that it's had on our communities. Also, I might say, too, I started my career many years ago as a human services planner. So if I go back, my very start was, you know, looking at what services are necessary and how to fill them in. And that was for a 7-county region. So we got funding for the first EMS system in a very rural district. And I was very proud of that. Many years, that was like my crowning achievement. I hope to achieve a lot more in the future.
You may have alluded to this already, but what is the most important item you want to address as commissioner, and how do you do it?
I think we really have to address the addiction issue at its roots. We have attempted with the war on drugs to utilize the criminal justice system in a way that penalizes individuals for addiction problems, but we haven't looked at the root causes. We really have to delve into the root causes in order to address the problem. It's only increased exponentially since the war on drugs, and it is affecting this area in every aspect, including how safe people feel in their homes because there's that danger of, you know, stealing, boosting items from stores in order to support a habit, the terrible toll it takes on that person's health who's addicted, their mental health, their ability to support their family. Just their, it's a terrible, terrible thing. But we really have to take a hard look at the multifactorial basis for addiction in order to attack it. And so I think I can do that because I have a bigger view of it. My degree was in criminal justice, so I have an understanding, and obviously the 20 years of practicing law has given me some background to understand the legal aspect of it, but also the very personal aspect of it. And mental health is huge in that. Children and youth deals with kids that are the children of dysfunctional families. And that's where it starts. Most of the people that I treat have a history of childhood trauma. They have parents who are addicted, either alcohol or drugs. It feeds on itself. It creates an endless circle. We have to break that cycle.
Blair County voted overwhelmingly to designate Blair as a Second Amendment sanctuary. Many who voted for it have expressed dissatisfaction with the commissioner's response. What could you have done differently?
I'm not actually sure of that. As, you know, as from a legal standpoint, right, we don't have the power to legislate. And ultimately, we are bound by what the legislature does and what the law says we can do. So the statement as to whether or not this is a sanctuary city or not, commissioners don't have a whole lot of input as to how that actually translates to action. That is within the legislator's capability. I think that they were careful to draft it so that it clearly fell within the bounds of the law, and that's what they had to do. So I'm not sure I would have addressed it any differently, to be quite honest.
Sheriff Jim Ott and the heads of other county departments have publicly expressed concerns with hiring and, more importantly, retention of employees, saying many get training on the county dime and move to better-paying jobs elsewhere. What do you think Blair County should do, and how do you do it?
Well, we obviously have to attract folks to the field. It's a need, and we have been struggling to fulfill it. The pay for an average individual that's working in some of the most important fields you can think of, in the mental health and emergency services, whatever it may be, the very things that we need the most, we pay the worst. We may pay them $10, $12 an hour. And I know that we raised it, but it's still insignificant. Also, we have to do a great deal to attract folks that have ideas in order to rebuild the morale. The morale problem is serious. When you are overworked and you don't have enough people in a department and you have a caseload that is unmanageable, it's hard to attract people to that. You don't attract them with either a salary that's sufficient. You don't attract them because the morale is a problem. And we don't value the workers enough that do that kind of work. And I think we can do a lot to build that respect and honor them in what they are doing. Those are the folks that worked all the way through the pandemic as well. And so their jobs are difficult. To acknowledge that, to pay them well, to encourage them, to give them options for advancement, those kind of things that you would do with any business. You know, when I've had my law business, I had to help people better themselves so that they go on to the next thing. But hopefully there is loyalty there, so they stay for a very long period of time. You can't get anyone to stay in any job forever, certainly, but you can make it a comfortable and a good place to work so that they feel valued, so they will stay at least for a reasonable length of time so that there's not the constant turnover, which costs us even more money because obviously when we have constant turnover, we're constantly training new people and then they burn out and they leave. So,
does Blair County need a new prison building? And if yes, how do you pay for it and where do you put it?
That's a good question. I would have to take a hard look at that. I don't know how a clear answer right now about a new prison building. I think it is called for, from what I know, that the present site that we have is insufficient and has a lot of problems. How do we pay for it? Well, hopefully we can take a look at what we're doing right now and see how we can be more efficient. I'm not saying there needs to be a tax increase. I like the folks that live here don't make a lot of money, and a tax increase for me is very difficult, so I understand their position. But we need to be realistic about it. Honestly, I also think that we can do things in the criminal justice system in terms of addiction and mental health to decrease the load on the prison system as well. So it's multifactorial. You know, the thing that I want to address the most is the thing that will affect a whole lot of other services in this county as well and take some of that strain off of them.
What has the current slate of commissioners done right, and what could be improved, and how would you work to improve it?
I think the current commissioners have done a relatively good job with the budgetary considerations that they have in front of them. I've sat in on commissioners' meetings and listened to their questions about various programs, and they've tried and they've done pretty well at trying to address the problem in children and youth, which is one of the foremost problems that we have, is that there's no staff, and that leads to death. There's been 59 deaths in the last year in Pennsylvania of children who have been abused. So I know that there have been efforts to address that. What they can do better, better transparency. A lot of that grant money, we don't know where it goes. We don't know how it gets distributed. So I think the public has a right to know more information.